Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harpin Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. I hope you'll stay with me for the next few minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. Well, welcome to the second edition of these audio boos, and this one I've called Tigers, Tendons, and Tri Nations. Last week I did a preview for the game at Donnybrook between Leinster and London Wasps, but you'll find my summary of how I thought that game went on the blog, harpinonrugby.net. You'll also see a post this week where I preview Ireland women's big match tomorrow against Kazakhstan, where they have a very good chance of reaching the semifinals, and I go through all their different permutations of how that can happen with all the games that are happening down in Guildford tomorrow. So you'll find all that there. But basically what I want to talk about today first is the fact that we're playing the Leinster Tigers in just over an hour and a bit as I'm doing this broadcast. Looking at the two squads yet again, just much like last week, it seems to be more the academy route for Joe Smith's guys, and it's more of a Aviva Premiership starting route for the Leinster Tigers. And with them having the home advantage, you can only see the result going one way. So I wouldn't read too much into the final score from Welford Road. What I would read into is the kind of press releases that are coming out from the likes of the coach Smith and Leinster captain Leo Cullen. They're really playing down our chances for the season. Now, I don't know, is this a case of lowering expectations, or is it a case of, well, they've seen what we have and they know the players we're going to be missing at certain stages throughout the year, and they know it could hurt us in the long run. So I hope it's not the latter. But we'll just have to see what's going on. But there is another thing that's hurt us for the coming season, and that was an injury to Stan Wright, who is a bit of a cult hero on the terraces at the RDS. And he was barely on the pitch, it seemed, for a few minutes when he was limping off again. And he seems to have done a tendon. And there are varying reports from 6 months to the entire season that he's out for. So that's tragic news for him, and we really need a replacement prop, so I hope they're able to find one in time for the season to come. Finally, we've got the Tri Nations, and that's carries on tomorrow with Australia versus South Africa, but really it's a playoff for second place, really, at this stage, because the All Blacks have pretty much run away with it with a late victory against the Springboks last weekend. I don't know, are they peaking too soon with their good performance that they're putting in with the Tri Nations? The thing about the Rugby World Cup is that you know 3-4 years in advance who you're going to play. And it gives you a real long time to prepare, no matter how well a team's playing 18 months out. It's really not easy to know, you know, how they're going to perform when the actual World Cup comes along. And it's a long time for New Zealand to be peaking and for them to maintain, however deep their squad goes. You just have to wonder, will they be able to do it then? You know, all the teams in their pool, the World Cup, have all this time to prepare and to find weaknesses. And trust me, any team, no matter how good they might be playing at any given time, any team has a weakness. And with all this time to prepare, we'll just wait and see what happens when the World Cup kicks off in October 2011. But that's still a long way away, and we've got a lot more rugby, obviously, to look forward to between now and then, not least the kicking off of the Magners League next week, next Friday in Glasgow. I won't be travelling, but it'll be great to see it on RTE. Hopefully they might have George Hook giving his analysis. He'll be saying things like, wow, just have to wait and see. Anyway, that's enough of that. Thanks for listening. That's just my few thoughts going into this weekend's rugby. And hopefully the result will be good, but sure, I'll be writing about it on my blog anyway over the weekend. And until next week, thanks for listening, and come on the Leinster.